And now for the second part of the four-part late-night tale story, Flat of Angles, written by Simon Cleary and read by me, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Is there any more drink round here? Do you have any? It's all right, I haven't been to bed yet. I'm not drinking in the morning. Swear I had a couple of... No, I think I had them before I headed out last night. I sometimes feel like I'm in the 1980s, or perhaps it is a part of my mind form watching EastEnders with my family, lying back on the green velour sofa, looking out at the sodium lights of the A505, hands fiddling with the clasps on the tarnished aluminium of the secondary double glazing, thinking, imagining romantic futures set out for me by songs from Top of the Pops, twisted by lyrics of Genesis and Starry, Starry Nights. Paint your palette blue and grey, red and gold. Our royal colours, yeah, industrial estate. Instead, Anyway, like I say, it was great. I was waiting in the corridor to go to the toilet, standing right in front of the door. It opened and this girl was standing there. I was a little shocked, hadn't expected it, and jumped. A little. She did the same thing a second later, smiling. I tilted my head to the left, about to speak, and looked sympathetic. And she tilted her head right. I raised my right hand, she raised her left. I put it back down by my side, straightened my head, and she did the same. "I'll be your mirror," she said. Nothing else existed for a second there. I felt calm and wanted no more. Then some chump who'd slunk up the corridor goes, "Oh, that is so cute!" I barged past and slammed the door, shot the lock across, and the handle fell off. This can't actually have happened. She's only 28. Only. What are we doing with our lives? Why are we carrying on like this? For God's sakes, why don't we grow up? Pretending we are hip, throwing our bodies round the room, round the town, projected on cheap MDMA and ciders with ice. Our shadows are long. They slip over the horizon, grow thinner and disappear only as the all-encompassing shadow of night takes over. That is greater than any of us. Then morning comes, and it goes away. It peels the film from eyes, sparks cells into action, and eventually resurrects those who have avoided it. It says, "Here is a day. Do with it as you will." I am back. But she... I'm well up for keeping the session going. Why did I even come back here? God knows. I'll give her a call, see what she's up to. We could swing down the Talbot for a few cures. It's ringing. Oh, no! What happened? Where did you get to last night? Fancy a Bloody Mary at the Talbot? Give us a call when you get this. No. She wouldn't move. I think I lied next to her. I lied. We had that methylethyl whatever when I got out of the toilet. She'd given that bloke the heave-ho. I can't even remember her face. Just a strange flock texture on the wallpaper behind her in the corridor, the magnolia paintwork, the sick yellow light from a bare bulb and decades of greasy black hand marks by the top of the stairs. Her eyes were black.
You've been listening to Late Night Tales, music and stories worth staying up for.